Dave Dickey is our Director of Agricultural Programming. I'm Jay Pearson. Dave, I want to thank somebody from Zurich, Switzerland, Tracy Ivey, who pledged online at willpledge.org this morning, listening to us online in Zurich, Switzerland. And from Muhammad, Illinois, Marty called, or emailed in, I should say, at willpledge.org, and Emily called in. Well, pledged online again from Thousand Oaks, California. Willpledge.org, 244-9455. Fewer than 15. Well, we need 16 calls right now, and we have some lines going. I think it's going to be fewer than 15, but call right now at 244-9455. We're going to meet a big challenge here together. 10 minutes to do it.
Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trade. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time, and it is a good Friday morning, everyone. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 5:33.5, up 3.5 on the open March, 5:47, up 6.75. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 5:15, up 2 on the open March, 5:23, down 1.5. May, 5:02, up 0.5. July, 4:58.5, unchanged on the open. December corn opened at 317, up 1 on the open. March, 328.5, up 1.5. May, 334, up 1. July, 338.5, up 1. Your red line, December, 329.75, unchanged on the open. December oats opened at 227, down 2 on the open. March, 233, down 2. November beans opened at 612.5, up 4.5 on the open. January, 626, up 3.5. March, 633, up 4.25. May, 639, up 3.5. July, 647.5, up 2.25 on the open. December soybean meal opened at 179, up 30 on the open. January, 180.30, up 60. December soybean oil opened at 26.72, up 18 on the open. January, 27.05, up 16. At the Merck, October feeders opened at 106.40, down 30 on the open. November, 104.50, down 20. January, 103.25, down 12.5 on the open. October live cattle opened at 87.67.5, down 20 on the open. December, 86.90, down 30. February, 89.75, down 20. April, 89.65, unchanged. December lean hogs open at 58.60, down 7.5 on the open. February, 61.20, up 2.5. April, 62.60, down 15 on the open. May, 66.50, down 27.5 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 87.10, down 40 on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Bastifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is our fall AM 580 Fund Drive. We thank those agricultural supporters who have already contributed. Thus far, we've received more than $57,000 in support of our radio service, and that's a great start. And now we're asking our agricultural listeners to both help keep our program quality high, as well as to blast through and make a few important challenges. Jay Pierce has those.
Well, together we're going to go over $60,000 in the next 7 minutes, Dave. We do this working together, and I got to tell you right now, we're a dozen calls away from meeting a very important challenge from Busey Bank in support of our programming. $1,000 riding on the next 12 calls at 244-9455. Join us for $40 if you never have before. Join Carol from Stoughton, who called in and said, WILL's agricultural programming is so important. I'm going to contribute to it to make sure it's there for me and thousands of others who use it. 244-9455. When you call that number and you make your contribution of $40 or $100, you're helping to support the programs you listen to. Don't think someone else is going to do it. You know, the fact is that 9 out of 10 people who are listening and using this service, 9 out of 10 will not call and contribute. So we hope you'll take the time right now to join Carol and the hundreds of others who have called so far during this efficient pledge drive. $1,000 from Busey Bank riding on 11 phone calls now. And as soon as we hear from 85 agricultural listeners, we will get an additional $850 to support our agricultural programming from our friends at Strategic Farm Marketing, Grainfield Marketing, AgriGold Hybrids, and the Andersons. They're banding together to help support this programming. Nine calls to go. Nine calls at 244-9455. 5 minutes to do it, Dave. $1,000 on the line right now. That's 10 hours of agricultural programming that we can pay for with the next nine calls and pledges at 244-9455.
217-244-9455, the number to call. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express card.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM, working with the American farmer, creating products from his crops, creating markets for crops. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Let's go ahead and bring in our analyst, who is Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. I was just going to add with what Jay said, if you've never contributed and you listen to agriculture, we would think this would be the year to do it, because with the volatile price action, this is the time where you need good information. And there's at least twice a week that someone that listens to Will Radio calls me and says, I heard this on Will Radio, what do you think? So please consider that, especially if you've never contributed. This is a great opportunity to take advantage of and keep good information flowing from the airwaves.
217-244-9455 is the number to call. And to give you a sense of how responsive we are, we took in some email today, Mike, and listener wants to know, and there is a lot of uncertainty about how to market that wheat crop, particularly the new crop wheat. What he says is that he hedged to arrive on new crop wheat because the basis is bad right now. For him, it's 60 to 70 under, but he wants to know if 60 to 70 under might actually become a good basis to lock in, because he's concerned that in the future that wheat might be up another dollar or two in futures, and the basis will be $1.50 under his 450 hedge, so he'll only have $3. And he's also wondering whether wheat will fall on the board and whether basis will improve at harvest. Lots of uncertainty about the wheat right now. What is your best advice?
Well, right now, I think the uncertainty stems from the fact that we don't know the final world stocks numbers. And as far as Chicago's concerned, and as far as we're concerned too, Dave, that number is still falling. We got some recent information out of Brazil, and I believe it was the Sao Paulo area that had a very bad frost in September, and they're looking at almost a 50% cut in their production, and they're the number two state, if I remember correctly.
Down to 2.5 million metric tons, I believe.
Right, and so you've got an issue where I've got a good friend who is in Singapore right now who's in the grain trade, and he's got friends in Australia he's been talking to, and there's quite a bit of development still going on with the Australian Wheat Board and the impact, potential impact of that monopoly being broken up because of what's happened here in the last month there. There's so much uncertainty about the United States crop. Over in Ohio, we've got a crop insurance deadline on wheat planting up today, and with the rainfall they've had in their major wheat areas of northwest Ohio near Toledo, a lot of that wheat's not going to get in underneath the crop insurance deadline. So my suggestion would be, world stocks numbers are declining until USDA says otherwise. We would not make any new crop wheat sales. We would not lock in any basis right now until we get the November crop estimates from USDA, because they did cut Australia a lot last month, but they did very little to the rest of the world, and we haven't seen a lot of action out of China yet. So we're going to wait till November to make any additional new crop wheat sales or lock in any basis.
Hold right there. Let's go back out to Jay Pearson, Pledge Central, 217-244-9455, the number to call. A couple of huge challenges going on right now,
Yeah,
Jay.
We do, and, you know, we call the audible on these, Dave, so we're going to go to Focus 580 time at 10:06 to get the agricultural information in, because we are spending time putting together numbers here. But you know what? We want you to join those who have called 244-9455. We're going to reach this $1,000 challenge from the folks at Busey with five more calls.
Wow.
Five calls at 244-9455. That means, you know, we'll have taken 30 calls in the last half hour, Dave.
That's amazing.
Back at 9:30, I was thinking 30 calls in a half hour. And you know what? We're just five away with a couple of phones ringing. Diane Grettencourt called in on behalf of herself and Keith from Fowler, Indiana. She's on the combine this morning. She called 217-244-9455. Leland Wright from Clinton. Kurt from Urbana. Andrew Kane from Urbana. Z.W. Manley from Rantoul. Kent, they want you to call in right now at 244-9455. We're meeting a $1,000 challenge with five more phone calls right now. And as importantly, what's happening is we're adding names to the list in support of agricultural programming. And as soon as we hit 85 of you, $850 additional dollars to our pledge total, $850 additional dollars will come in from Strategic Farm Marketing and Grain Field Marketing, Agrigold Hybrids, and the Andersons. They are banding together. Together, we make WILL Urbana the radio station that you depend on it to be. 217-244-9455, a $40 or more contribution right now. And I want to be able to come back in a couple of minutes, Dave, and I think I will, if we can keep another couple of calls coming in to say that we're going to meet that challenge. And agricultural supporters on AM 580 are going to put us over the top this hour.
Mike, let's talk about the soybean market for a little bit. It has had a fairly nice little rally in the last 3 weeks. And I'm wondering whether or not you think that over the next 30 to 60 days, soybeans might actually take the lead in this market and help wheat and or corn on the next leg up.
We think it's probably unlikely at this stage, Dave. We noted that the tariff rates are coming down quite a bit in places like St. Louis, and that's helping the basis out a lot, and that's probably a big reason why we're getting getting a good price from the producers or from the elevator standpoint. As far as the producers go, the harvest pace lagging and still the uncertain weather and the uncooperation of the weather from here on out for the next week or so, probably a reason why the producer's holding tight. But at some point in time, there's a point in the Gulf price that you're probably going to hit a demand market that is going to walk away. And with Gulf prices running around 60 to 65 cents over no futures, you take no futures at 625 to 630, that's borderline $7 cash beans at the Gulf. We suspect that would bring out the demand market, take away the demand market some. And we also have heard a lot of producers say, I need some cash flow to store my corn. It would be a good idea to go ahead and sell some beans. And we're saying, yes, at that 625, 630 level, that's a good place to sell some. And we've also heard the traders in Chicago say they're going to try and do another round of selling at that 625, 630 level. So our goal is let's get it up around 15, 20 more cents and then go ahead and let some more crop go. We really don't like the bean oil-led rally here we've seen this week. We don't really trust those types of rallies. So another 10, 15 cents, let some more go would be our call.
Well, let's turn our attention to the corn market where 325 has become a little bit of a bump in the road. That's a long-term downtrend line, as well as there's a little gap in there if you look at weekly and monthly charts. Is this market ripe for a little bit of a setback, perhaps into that 12 October gap at the 38% retracement level, and then perhaps from then move up?
We probably have to see the wheat go below $5 to be starting to talk about 38% or talk about the gap, Dave. I think the other thing you can add on to your list as far as this corrective wave is the cycles are working. I remember a good example of the Will Radio working so well for farmers is a guy called in. He said, what happened to that cycle low in corn around the 15th? And I said, well, give it a couple days. It's not 100% on the 15th. It's close to it, though. And we are getting a corrective wave now, and it's, you know, the 18th or 20th of the month. So a few days plus or minus, but we do have a cycle working right now. We also saw the commercials from our contacts up at EFG. They told us earlier this week that commercials that were short covering have done their duty right now. They're done short covering for now, and that gave the spreads a little bit of a weaker tone throughout this week. So we're watching the spreads, we're watching the cycles, and we're watching the wheat. But as far as talking about a great big cut, a significant retracement like a 38%, we wouldn't put that on the table yet unless we lost some more support in the wheat first.
Let's go ahead and check in back with Jay Pierce. The number to call, 217-244-9455. How are we doing with those challenges?
When you hear towns like Mohawk, West Scheidel, and Chatsworth, you know the agricultural supporters are on the line. David Dassow from Chatsworth. Charles Goodall from Scheidel. Brent O'Farrell from Monticello. Daniel Kelly from Normal. Brad Allred for Allward. I'll get it out. We're a little excited here. Mohawkwa said, get on the phone at 217-244-9455 and get these three final calls we need. Let's finish this up. $1,000 on the line from Busey Bank on three phone calls now to 244-9455 and pledges. We'll put this one to rest. We're making great progress toward the $850 agricultural challenge from AgriGold, Grainfield, Strategic Farm Marketing. Those folks banding together with the Anderson. Together, we are raising money that supports WILL programming. You've built this station. It's been built on your support. It continues to grow on your support. A couple of phones are ringing right now. I want to come back later in Focus 580 or at the end of Focus and be able to report that we made this challenge at 244-9455. Dave, you got 30 seconds to go. I'm going to check our numbers and see if we can do it before we get into Focus.
All right, let's go ahead and get back to Mike and let him just wrap this up and ask what is the most important thing that we need to take away today.
Well, right now, Dave, the weekly close and the weekly charts are going to mean a lot. If we go back up above 520 in Dees wheat, that says support's still intact. If we stay above 605 in the November beans, that says we can get that, you know, another move up, maybe 15 to 20 cents. We did get above that 200-day moving average this week in November, so that's an important number to watch as well. The other thing we're taking a big note on with the farmers and what they're doing right now, they're really looking hard at the 07 prices right now. And we're starting to hear for the first time guys looking at maybe coming out of a little bit of rotation and putting a little bit more corn down in their acreage mix next year. And so we'll keep an eye on that very closely because this is the first week we've heard that.
Thank you very much, Mike. Have a grand day.
You too. Good luck, Dave.
Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. One line open, 217-244-9455. Put us over the top of the Busey Challenge, $1,000 at stake. And in the studio is Focus 580 host David Inge.
Hi, Dave.